Okay, so the overall principle here is that Satan's strategy is to discredit God.
所以撒旦的这个策略呢，就是要让上帝失信于人。
And he does that in many ways, of course. He's the great deceiver. And so he's always going to deceive people to get distracted from God's plan.
而撒旦呢，是在全宇宙最厉害的骗子，他就是想要骗人远离神。
And he'll use violence to do that as well.
他甚至会用暴力来做这件事。
I'll read out these statements that we have up on the board here. So Satan's strategy is to discredit God. God has made many promises regarding salvation and his plan of grace to mankind.
所以撒旦的策略呢，就是要让人不相信神，就是让神失信于人。所以呢，上帝呢，因为在过去曾经给过我们人类非常多的应许，尤其是针对这个救恩，还有他呢对于我们人的恩典的计划。
Now just to take one more step backwards from what we're talking about here, we say Satan's strategy is to discredit God. Remember, God is the judge, and he judged Lucifer to the lake of fire. So Lucifer has to prove that God is not a just God.
好，我们现在要提醒大家，就是说，为什么说撒旦的策略是要让神失信于人，是因为呢，在很久很久以前，神呢已经判决路西佛，也就是撒旦呢，他将要去火湖里被烧死，他已经被判刑了。但是呢，撒旦他呢就是要证明上帝是一个不守信，不是一个好的审判者，不是好的法官，所以他一定要让大家都看见神是会失信于人的。
Because Satan is guilty of what God has said. See, God said, he made the statement, you said in your heart that you will be like the Most High, for example. This is going back to Isaiah chapter 14. And Satan was saying all of these things, I will be like the Most High God. He's guilty of everything he said.
就是还记得吗？就是当时呢，就是因为撒旦呢，跟神说，跟所有的天使说，我要跟神一样高。我要跟神一样伟大等等的这些说法，这个其实呢是纯粹的一个大的一个罪行，就是一个傲慢骄傲自大的一个罪行，而且不顺服的一个罪行，因此才被判被神判要被丢到火湖里烧死。
And the only way really that Satan can save his, we say save his butt, stay out of the lake of fire is to discredit the judge.
而这个撒旦呢，要如何能够救他自己不被火湖烧死呢？他就是要证明神是会失信的神。
This is a tactic you often read about in the news regarding people on death row in America. Death row means people that usually done murders and they've been sentenced to death and they're guilty of their crime, but they're still trying to get away from being executed.
在这种状况，就你常会看到那些曾经杀害别人而被判死刑的人，他们常常都要用各种方法在法庭上证明他是不该被判死刑的。
If you go back 100 years in the States, every state in America would have the death penalty. If you murdered somebody, then that person should be executed, and that's a biblical concept.
在100年前啊，你看美国任何的各州的法令，任何人只要杀了人，他一定是要被判死刑的。这个概念呢，其实是属于圣经的一个概念。
In fact, most countries in the world would have the death penalty for people that murdered.
而在所有的国家也几乎呢，都是只要是有杀人犯，他一定是会被判死刑的。
Nowadays, there's probably less than half the countries in the world which still have the death penalty. Other countries would say, well, this person, even if they murdered 20 people, they'd say, we cannot execute him. That's just too bad. So he can spend the rest of his life in prison.
而现在呢，当今21世纪，你看看世界上各国的法令啊，大概只有一半的国家还保留了死刑的这个法令，因为他们现在就算有一个杀人犯杀死了20个人，他依然不会被判死刑，只会终身监禁。
That's one sign of a very liberal country with a liberal government, is if they don't have the death penalty.
而且呢，现在甚至把那种所谓很比较先进的自由派的国家哦，他们大概就都不会有所谓的死刑这种判决。
Yeah, so nowadays in the States, I think there's probably less than 5 or 6 states actually that have the death penalty in them.
而在美国呢，也只剩下五或六州哦，还保留了死刑的这个判决。
And that's the southern states. The more southern states are said to be more conservative. So you have like, you know, Texas and Alabama and Louisiana, maybe not Louisiana, Florida, places like that.
所以现在呢，而且在美国的所谓的这个还保留有死刑的这个州呢，大部分都是在南边比较保守的州，好像这个德州啦。路易斯安那州啦、
maybe not Louisiana, Florida.
也许佛罗里达州啊、哦、我不确定那个路易斯安那、Kentucky.
Yeah, okay, places like
that. 肯塔基州啊、yeah. 但这种比较南方保守的州还保留了可能有这个死刑的法令。
And these are actually the states that have a higher population of Christians.
而这些比较所谓保守的南方的州呢，也都是有比较多的基督徒比例的这些州。
Yeah, but you know, going back 100 years ago, even further back, if somebody was found guilty of murder in the courthouse, that person would be executed within maybe you know, the next 2 or 3 days or within the same week.
在100多年前美国的这个状态啊，就是如果有任何人在法庭里面已经被确认他判了死刑，他大概在后面两三天就会执行他的死刑了。
Yeah, but now what's happened is that the lawyers come in and they say, well, okay, you were found guilty and you're supposed to die, but you know, we can drag out the court cases and they get them on very fine technical details. For example, that, you know, somebody made a mistake with the paperwork somewhere. Now, usually it's the lawyers or the jury. There's something wrong with the jury, but sometimes even the judge, they say that judge, he wasn't a good judge. So we have to take the court case out, we have to do it again.
而现在呢，即使是在那种有死刑的州呢，那些一个法官判了一个人，他真的是杀人犯，要判死刑了，却可以因为有一些律师啊，在帮这个被告去申诉说，哦，他可以找出一些很小的技术性的问题，哈，比如说是他的这个陪审团里面的小小人的这个陪审团的背景问题啦，或者是法官的一点点小的一些事证的问题啦，就可以让这个死刑不执行。
And currently there's hundreds of people on death row in America, like waiting to be executed. Some of those people have been there for 20 or 30 years.
在美国有几百个这种已经被判了这个死刑的死刑犯，都还没有执行他的死刑，就是因为这个原因。那有些这些死刑犯已经在被判决到现在已经20几年了，他的死刑都还没有被执行。
It's because the lawyers have come in, you know, they've sort of infiltrated the system and said, well, actually, this man doesn't have to die. We can drag out this court case with little tiny legal issues.
就是因为呢，这些有这个律师哈、啊、被。在从中哈，在做这些申诉、不断申诉的状态呢，他可以渗透那种法律中的各种小小的细节，去找到一个可以让他的被判刑的委托人哈，为这个被判刑的委托人去申诉。
The lawyers make a lot of money out of that.
而律师呢，可在从中呢赚到非常多的钱。
And it costs the taxpayers a lot of money because now they're having to, one prisoner, you know, to keep them in prison for a year. Now that costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And then there's the extra money that needs to be paid for the court cases, that, you know, for the prosecuting.
And the jury.
And the jury and all of that. So it gets very, very expensive for a country.
Yeah. 然后呢，这样子把这些犯人一直关在监牢里，或者是一直不断的审判，一直上法庭审判等等，都是在花纳税人的钱，花非常非常多的钱。
The Bible actually warns about that. It says when there's no justice in the land, no true justice, then the land suffers, that people suffer.
而我们的圣经也警告过我们，就是说，如果呢，在这个土地，在国土上没有真正的公平的法律，没有公平的审判的话，这个国家就是要受到很大的影响，会受到很多的痛苦。
Justice is very important. And when corruption gets in, you know, people, and say the lawyers are trying to make their money, and some people, they give money to the judges to affect the decisions as well. That means that you've lost justice in the land. There's no justice.
好，一个国家的所谓的法院的公正判决是非常非常重要的。然后有一些地方，他甚至好可以付钱给法官，让法官做一个不公平的审判。好，或者是因为律师的这些非常厉害的这种作业能力啊，让整个国家如果没有公平公正的审判的话，这个国家就是会出遭殃的。
Getting back to the subject of big and powerful government, see, the more powerful a government is, then that means they've made more rules, and there needs to be more people to run the system. And the more rules and the more people there are, then the more chances there are of corruption in the government.
所以我们讲到说，大政府主义下，如果政府越大，它就会下更多的规则，它就会管理的更严峻。那就需要更多的人来做管理，也就是政府就又更大。那这样子的，越是很多人在处理这个政府的事情的话，这些人就更容易被贪污啊，或什么什么，就是这整个政府就越有机会变成是一个坏的政府。
I discovered that in the Philippines, because the Philippines, they have a lot of bureaucracy. You know, it's fairly typical of most governments. For example, people trying to set up a business, they'd come back from America, saved up a lot of money where they've been working in America. They come to the Philippines and they want to open up a business of some kind. And they can't do it because there's so much bureaucracy.
而就是菲律宾的政府呢，是非常非常官僚的，好，所以呢，任何的政府的那个程序走起来都很恐怖，很久很久。像有一个 Tim 的朋友，他在美国做生意的，他回到菲律宾想要设立他的这个公司啊等等的，就真的是花好久的时间才能把这些事情搞定。那就是全部是因为官僚体系的作业非常的没有效率。
Governments and local governments, they should be encouraging business people to set up because that provides jobs and it provides an income for the people in the local area.
照理说，一个好的政府，它应该是非常鼓励人家来他的国家设立公司，让这样的话，这个公司可以给国家带来更多的收入以及更多的工作机会，是对整个社会是很好的。
But in one case I know of, these people had saved up money from working in the United States. They wanted to set up a business, and it was just so difficult. They said, well, let's just retire instead. We can put our money in the bank, and we'll buy a small house, and we're not going to have a business. We'll just live as we can.
而这个从美国回来的这一对夫妻，他们带了很多过去赚的钱来菲律宾。后来他们经过这么一个官僚体制之下，他们决定不要设立任何的公司企业，就干脆把钱放在银行里面，拿着利息好好生活就好了。他干嘛要去投资去做生意呢？因为这些官僚体制只会把他的钱变不见，却不能让他好好的去做一个好的生意。
But they did have people in government offices say them, well, you know, if you want us to help you out, you know, you just give us 50,000, I don't know, I can't remember how much it was.
Under
just,
the table.
Under the table, and we'll make it very easy for you. That's corruption.
而他们这个官僚体制把这个整个程序搞得这么复杂，然后就会有人偷偷跟他们讲说，哎，你付我多少钱，我就可以帮你搞定一切。就是要拿那种所谓这个黑钱啊。这就是官僚体制，为什么要政府要把整个体制搞得这么官僚的原因。
Even in my own situation, when I was going to be a teacher, actually I was a teacher, I taught in the Philippines for over a year, and the school that I was working at, they were trying to get me a work visa, but there were so many pieces of paper that was required and so many things the school needed to do, which would have cost extra money as well, and then we just decided against it, and so I just sort of stayed there as a voluntary teacher.It was just so difficult to go through those processes.
Tim 在那个菲律宾本来呢帮一个学校在教学，结果呢后来那学校想要帮他申请一个正式的教师执照，然后就后来发现那个所要走的程序啊，简直是不可思议，而且要让学校花很多钱才能搞定这件事，所以最后呢，那个 Tim 也就拒绝了再继续走这个程序，然后也就他就只是作为一个。义工性的一个老师，他情愿做义工性的老师，也不愿意再变成他们正式的老师。
But that's the nature of a bureaucrat. See, bureaucrats, they don't really understand true business. They might have come out of university, now they're working as a bureaucrat. And what bureaucrats do very well is make rules.
They love to make rules. Bureaucrats never take rules out of a rule book. They'll always put them in, but they never take them out.
所以这种政府体制呢，所谓官僚体制，就是被官僚所设计出来的。那这些官僚啊，他们其实呢，就是想要创造各种麻烦大家的这个制度，来让这个政府呢越难，就是挚爱难行，所有的人所有的事情都要挚爱难行，这就是官僚在做的事。
And this goes against the principles of personal freedom and personal responsibility.
这个就是呢基本上是与所谓的自己就是个人的职责，他就没有想到说每一个人应该要有管好自己，然后要有自己该有的权利跟义务，然后所以呢他就基本上是把这个每一个人要自我管理的这种概念呢完全都矛盾掉了。
Yeah, and again, the more rules that you have in a society, it's easier for people to break those rules without even knowing it. They could be very good citizens, but just because they miss a piece of paper or that they're not doing something quite right. But Satan likes to do that. He likes to encourage that kind of thing in society. It leads to corruption, it leads to more government control.
而撒旦呢就喜欢哦让这个社会呢政府呢有越多的规则越好，因为呢规则越多，越多人会不小心就触犯了那个规则，然后呢就造成了这个政府的权力越来越大。好，这就是撒旦的计划。
Satan does not like the concept of personal responsibility because he himself is trying not to be responsible for his original sin.
而撒旦呢更是想要用这种方法让大家呢好像越来越没有办法对自我负责。好，那这个不能对自我负责正是撒旦很大的一个特色，他本人他就是一个撒旦就是一个不会对自己犯的错愿意负责的人。
See, one of Satan's strategies, apart from discrediting God, is to try to take the blame off himself and to blame God.
就撒旦想要让神失信于人，好，最主要的目的就是想要把撒旦自己做错的事情的责任呢推给神。
Satan cannot deny that he said those original statements in rebellion against God, but he can blame God and say, well, God, you made me and you gave me my free will, knowing that I was going to rebel against you, so it's your fault.
所以撒旦他没有办法这个否认他曾经好不顺服而且是悖逆神的这个罪，但是呢他却用另外一个说法说，哎，你创造了我，神你创造了我，你也知道我将来会悖逆你，所以这个事情的责任是在你不在我。他把用这种狡辩的方式把他自己犯的错丢给了神。
You put me in the situation, so it's your fault, and you're the one to blame, not me.
好，所以他撒旦甚至跟神说，是你让我进入这种状态的，你创造我，所以是你的责任，不可以怪我。
Like a child when they're doing something wrong, and the parents are saying, oh, you've done wrong, and the kid will say, well, why did you have me? If you didn't want children, they get very emotional.And then they can blame the parents and say, why did you even have me?
就好像那个小孩子犯了错，然后跟他的父母讲说，哎，我犯错，可是我是你生的，你不生我，我就不会犯错。就是这种狡辩就变成是他的这个辩论的主题。
I think one of the arguments of the Black Lives Matter people as well, they're complaining about how they've been so oppressed over all of these years.And it's interesting because they always vote for the Democrat government. And it's the Democrats that like to keep control over the black people and to keep them oppressed. See, the Republican policies are actually better for the black people to provide more business and more opportunities. But either way, the Black Lives Matter movement, they'll always blame the government and say, you're oppressing us.
而在这个美国现在的黑人的生命也重要的这个整个的运动中呢，也有一个非常有趣的状态，就是这些人呢，他们一直在说，我们这些黑人是受到压迫的，而他们这些黑人呢，过去呢却喜欢投票给民主党，而民主党他的政策呢，其实是比较压迫这些低下层次的黑人的，反而是 共和党他们的政策是对这些黑人的整个的福利的保障是比较好的，所以不了解这些黑人他们为什么可以用这种方法来这个反对现在的政府，而且还说这个政府是压迫他们的。
Rather than look at all the opportunities that they've had from being in a fairly free country in a Western society and all the great opportunities they have, that they just look to the social problems and they look to the gang violence and things like that. But actually, that's their own bad decisions that put them there.
而这些黑人社会呢，社区呢，他们没有去想说，哎，美国提供了给大家多么自由的机会，就是大家都有机会去努力，他们却把整个社会的一些比较像是那个帮派的一些状态啦，就是那种暴力的状态呢，抱怨政府，但实际上这些帮派的状态或者不稳定的这个恶行啊，常常都是这些一些社会底层的人他们自己的错误的决定，对于生命，对自我不负责任的态度造成的。